Good afternoon. All eyes are on an Arctic front heading through the Great Lakes and in our direction. In advance of the front, plenty of clouds, but only limited and spotty precipitation, mainly in the form of a few rain showers. Temperatures, meanwhile, are still on the relatively milder side ahead of the front, and most locations will reach the middle and upper 40s through the afternoon, with some lower 50s possible in the lower Hudson Valley and across into southern New England. The front will be accompanied by a few scattered rain and snow showers this evening and a few snow showers overnight, but as it blows through, drier air will begin to move in. A northwest wind will increase and become gusty overnight at times over 30 miles per hour. Temperatures will plummet and most locations will be in the teens to around 20 by early tomorrow morning. Not much of an improvement despite full sunshine during the day on Wednesday. A northwest wind will continue to blow at about 20 to 30 miles per hour and at times gusts to 40 miles per hour, keeping temperatures in the middle 20s on average for afternoon highs and wind chill values between 0 and 10 above. High pressure building in will keep the weather dry tomorrow night and into the day on Thursday. We can expect more in the way of sunshine. With less wind, it'll be more comfortable, but still a solid 10 degrees below normal, with highs only managing to get back into the middle 30s. A warm front will approach during the day on Friday. Out ahead of the front, temperatures could be cool enough for a light wintry mix of precipitation Friday morning, but most of the region will see just plain rain showers on Friday afternoon as temperatures reach back into the lower to middle 40s. During the day on Saturday, temperatures will make a run at the 50-degree mark with scattered rain showers before colder air moves back in for Sunday and a wintry mix is possible once again. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread rain with mountain snow is forecast for a large part of the West over the next few days as multiple disturbances move through the region. Portions of the northern and central areas in California may have periods of higher rainfall amounts and intensities that could lead to rapid runoff and flash flooding today and tomorrow. The area of potential concern will shift southward to Southern California tomorrow afternoon into Thursday as a cold front passes through California and into the southern Great Basin. Higher snowfall totals are expected for the Sierras and the Northern Cascades in this active wet period. And the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from portions of southeastern Missouri and northeast Arkansas into the southern Appalachians for today and tonight. Jet stream energy, combined with a slow-moving front, will generate thunderstorm development in this area of unstable air through the afternoon. A few stronger storms may also pose a risk for damaging winds and hail, given ample shear of 30 to 35 knots. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Childress and Dozier, both in Texas, to a low of 4 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, upper 50s, Boston, partly sunny, lower 50s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27, the record high, 78, set in 1921, and the record low, 1 below zero, in 1956. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:09 p.m., 12 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a few rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, becoming windy, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, becoming windy, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a few rain and snow showers today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, becoming windy with lows in the teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers tonight, becoming windy with lows near 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and very cold. Mid-20s for highs, wind chills 0 to 10 above. Sunny, still cold Thursday, mid-30s. Cloudy with some light mixed precipitation on Friday, then rain showers, lower to mid-40s. Upper 40s on Saturday with a chance of showers. A chance of showers or mixed precipitation Sunday near 40. And another chance of showers or mixed precipitation Monday with highs around 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.